This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lots of stuff happening, folks. Lots of stuff. Oh, my goodness. In the time of a communist takeover of the United States government, a president who was essentially deposed by a coup, replaced by a madman, and I don't use that term loosely, were over 40 executive orders that Biden probably doesn't even know he's signing. What an executive, a lying scoundrel, 47-year kook, political kook, who would sell out this country in a minute and already has. He should be in prison for the work that he and his family and his son and Biden himself as the big guy have done. And he sits on the throne as the leader of the free world. Do you really believe Joe Biden is the leader of the free world? There's a presidency by committee right now of elites all over the world that are leading the American country at this point. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out more of me, about me and the team. And I hope you support us. I hope this is the year that becomes our breakout year. We're certainly going to be working towards that. We've done everything we can. We're attacking 1619, critical race theory, Black Lives Matter, who I'll talk about in a bit. We're attacking the pop culture of Hollywood. We opened up our site called The Flick Fest, allowing independent filmmakers a chance to show their wares. And I promise you, here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to go over and get signed up, kick the tires, and just let it marinate a little while. Think about what you're supporting, how long-term what we're going to be doing. I want you to imagine if we replaced Netflix in terms of pop culture for conservatives. If we became the Netflix of pop culture for the conservative movement. And we're making our films and our TV shows and things like that. I want you to imagine how that is going to be, where people can just go out and speak freely. By the way, I don't think of issues of sexuality and women's rights and all that as leftist issues. I think that if somebody can make a film about that, that is a good film, bring it over. But what I do want is I want our voice to be heard in TV and in movies. I want men to actually not be made to be buffoons in every TV show, and so on and so forth. How about we just live life vicariously through pop culture the way it actually can be? And quite frankly, is the way that the majority of us live our lives. How about that? Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with us. I will continue on the GameStop controversy. But not the discussion as a hot issue of the day, because the issue is so much larger. And I'm going to tell you right now, this broadcast that we're making today could easily be a best of because of the lessons of it. See, the lesson of it is the power is with the people. That's the real lesson. The lesson here is the elites think they've got it licked. And you know what you do? You prove to them every single time in America that we will figure out a way around you. That's why I remember I was sick with the Wu flu when the election was being, you know, flipped. I went to sleep going, Trump's going to win again. I woke up and Biden had suddenly gotten ahead in every battleground state because he cheated. Because the Democrat, he didn't cheat. The Democrat system, the people that are actually running this country cheated for him. And I remember saying to myself, no matter what happens, we will get this figured out and we will defeat these lecherous, skanky Democrats for what they've done, because they stole this country from the people who voted overwhelmingly to keep Donald Trump. So I think that the lessons that come from GameStop is something that you will be proud of. And trust me, folks, more of it is coming. More of it is coming. It's the shot over the bow, that's got these hedge fund guys and these congressmen and people very concerned. They're not going to be able to predict it. They're not going to be able to predict you. And that's going to scare the heck out of them. So the other thing is, just to give you some perspective on how I don't care about the pop culture news, I care about the bigger picture. Let's look at BLM, Black Lives Matter, a terrorist group, nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. Now, you know Barack Obama got one of these, right? For doing nothing. While he was waging three wars, they give him a Nobel Peace Prize. He hadn't even gotten his diaper changed the first time in the White House, and he'd already been given what would be considered one of the most prestigious awards ever. Let me tell you what's happening with the Nobel Peace Prize, if you want to know, okay? Jewish people, by far, win the Nobel Peace Prize more than any ethnic group. You want to know why? Brilliant people. They win it in finance and economics. They win Nobel Peace Prizes in chemistry. They win it in physics. They win it in everything. Because they put their, a long time ago, they figured out where they needed to put their efforts, and they put it into excellence in these areas, and they know how money flows, and they win these. And even in technology, they say, we want to contribute to the world. And when you think about the people who've won this award, who are of Jewish background, and what their contribution was to the world, I'm talking about saving many, many millions of lives with all the breakthroughs. And, you know, changing paradigms, that's how good they are. And now they want to water that down. They give, think about it, they gave baby black Jesus a Nobel Peace Prize for doing what? What good has Obama done in the world? Oh, Kevin, he was the first black president. Well, congratulations to him. He ruined it. Do you think he was Jackie Robinson? So he ruins it. And now it isn't bad enough that they gave one to baby black Jesus for no reason. How about we give one to Black Lives Matter, a terror group, a group that has gotten cops killed in Dallas, Texas, and around the country, who says pigs in a blanket, roast them like bacon, who storms businesses and loots and steals every time a black thug gets himself killed, and they want to give them a Nobel Peace Prize. See, that's the way leftism works. It is so invested in its lies that it has to sell you on them. And what it's doing is now it's skewing it wants you to believe, look at all these black folks that will win the Nobel Peace Prize. Boy, we will right the ship. Now, hey, white folks, let me just say this. Don't expect to win a lot of Nobel Peace Prizes. In case you haven't noticed, look at TV. Look at the number of white folks that are seen in commercials. I'll tell you a quick story when I come back from when I was I flew Delta to Florida, and I'll tell you what I saw in the jetway as I walked down that way. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We're going to get back on track here in a bit, but I want to talk first, and this sort of fits into the theme of what we're talking about today, where the elitists have got this dual system of justice, etc. And one of my friends tweeted, whenever FBI agents meet with witnesses or suspects, they are required to disclose their identity. But when New York case agent Stephen Soma conducted ambush interviews of Trump aide Carter Page in March of 2017, he misrepresented himself as Steve Holt. This is according to Carter Page's lawyers. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Now, one of my other friends tweeted this. So here, the point I'm making is the FBI played games. It was clearly, and we've proven this, trying to get Trump and all this. And what bugs me most about Trump not getting his second term is we all know that what they were doing to him the whole time, and we let him do it. We let him win in the end. That's I don't like that. And that's why we will fight very differently over the next 4 years. One of my other friends said, if you or I had done, and this is about Kevin Kleinsmith, what Kevin Kleinsmith pleaded guilty to, falsifying evidence in order to obtain a warrant to spy on a U.S. citizen, we would be frog marched to prison for a very long time. Yet an Obama judge just sentenced him to editing a liberal newspaper in his PJs. They gave a slap on the wrist to the guy who started the entirety of the Trump collusion witch hunt. And let's be clear here, folks. Kevin Kleinsmith was not the kingpin of this. He was the patsy who was told, take one for the team. That's what happened. They give this guy 12 months probation and a $100 fine for lying to the highest court, higher than the Supreme Court in really in many aspects, because the FISA court says they can crawl up your butt with a microscope and put you away. And that's what they tried to do to Donald Trump. And he gets probation and a $100 fine and some community service. This guy will be the richest dude in the leftist sphere because he kept his mouth shut. He took one for the team. And he will be worth millions. This is why I got to tell you, conservatives, it bugs me that we don't rally behind our troops to this level. See, if conservatism did what leftism does and said we will protect those who protect the integrity of our ideology, there would be no leftists. Unbelievable. After the reason why they could promise him this was the big cheat was in, and they promised him a get out of jail free card. In this case, a never go to jail free card. So we witnessed this punishment. And I use my finger quotes of Kleinsmith, which isn't a punishment at all. Unbelievable. Hillary Clinton has classified information on her laptop. Comey lies publicly to Congress. McCabe, that worked for, he admitted to lying. Not a day in prison. Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, that's who I was thinking about. All these people involved, and nothing happens. And Barack Obama still will spit out his stupid claim that his administration had no major scandals. See, this is the problem we have in this country. It is a dual system of justice that lets those who want to pick the winners and the losers, because let me guarantee you, if Kleinsmith didn't toe the line, if he didn't act the way the left want him to act, the real power brokers, the people that move Biden's arms and his lips when he's talking, and that talk to him in his earpiece, he'd be in prison. You or I, we would be thrown under a prison for this. And rightfully so. Man, I'm just thinking about the idea that a FISA court, what you're essentially saying is we're going to stop a person's rights as an American. We're going to change the rules because we've got enough information to believe this is the stuff that's supposed to be done to terrorists. Those plotting massive destruction against the American people, and the left wielded willy-nilly. And they took out the president. Let me tell you, they could have taken Trump out with this. As silly as it was, with Mr. Magoo Bob Mueller and his team. By the way, where is he? Disgraced. Tucked away. Comey, I mean, literally getting away with stuff that you just want to slap him every time he opens his mouth. And sadly, they think the world believes it. Let me tell you something. 80 million Americans who voted for Donald Trump, the true majority of the people in the way that, you know, and wanting this society to go back to having class and having some honor. The way we stop it is you never let them, you do not capitulate. I'm telling you the way it is. Kleinsmith should be in prison. So should everybody involved with it. The majority of Barack Obama's administration was full of nothing but crooks. They stole an election from President Trump. They gave it to a brain dead moron named Biden, who's not even running it, and a woman for all intents and purposes has the value to me of a street hooker as his vice president. Oh, I know. I'm Kevin. You're pushing the boundaries with the radio stations. Hey, deal with it. I don't really care. I could get a lot far worse. And all of this, so that I'm just telling you, they want you to believe a lie. Don't let them. Don't ever succumb. And that will drive them crazy that they cannot make you capitulate. They can't make you say Biden's legit and there was no controversy. You know, none of this should have happened with Trump. I told you guys before, I said Durham is making me now wonder, and so are Barr, what side are they on? Because this case was so easy that even a caveman could have prosecuted it. And we get one guy, and that's all we get. One guy who gets 12 months of a suspended sentence, essentially probation, $100 fine, and some community service. Really? That's what Durham had all this time waiting, and Barr was saying, you know, I do believe this is a witch hunt for the president and all that, setting us up. And this is what we get. You know what? Comey, I look at this and go, hell, Comey was better at it than they were. We got nothing. And guess what? If he's the main guy, because I'm telling you right now, I'm going to tell you, conservatives, don't expect anything more. Durham's report is junk. Whatever it may be, it is junk. Sad to tell you. Now, how are we going to change it? I gave you the secret decoder ring. Stay firm. Don't give in.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Homeless activists with a group called Only Housing took over the Red Lion Hotel in downtown Olympia, Washington after booking 17 rooms and opening them up to the homeless in the area. The group had demanded that Thurston County continue to pay for the rooms with Federal Emergency Management Agency funding. 7 people were taken into custody on Sunday when law enforcement rushed in. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony J. Blinken condemned reports that the Burmese military took control of Myanmar and detained senior leaders. The Biden administration has called for the military to reverse these actions immediately. Myanmar suffered 5 decades of military rule and international isolation that began in 1962 and was heading toward democracy since 2011. A group of GOP senators will meet with President Biden on Monday after pitching their own coronavirus relief framework. They said, "We appreciate the president's quick response to our letter, and we are pleased to accept his invitation to the White House." End quote. USA Radio News. Let's get a stimulus package update with USA Radio News, Jeremy Scott.
President Biden said Friday that his $1.9 trillion relief package would pass with or without Republican support. Biden's top economic aide, Brian Deese, told CNN State of the Union,
"We're certainly open to input from anywhere where we can find a constructive idea to make this package as effective as possible. But the president is uncompromising when it comes to the speed that we need to act at."
Senator Bernie Sanders, incoming chairman of the Senate Budget Committee, tells ABC's This Week they will work with Republicans.
"If Republicans want to work with us, they have better ideas on how to address those crises, that's great."
Senator Bill Cassidy on Fox News Sunday says the president's administration did not reach out to the group of Sweet 16.
"If you want unity, if you want bipartisanship, you ought to start with a group that's shown it's willing to work together for a common solution. They did not."
Cassidy is among 10 GOP senators who have released their trimmed-down plan and are calling for bipartisan negotiations. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I like learning shows. Shows where the news is not just about the news. The news is about the lesson behind the news. I love these shows. Not trying to give myself a pat on the back or anything. I'm just saying, these topics are so big. They're so explosive. This is why GameStop is so explosive. You could listen to this show 10 years from now. Your kids, this little marker in time is so important because this is what you call a paradigm shift, a word that's overworked. It got so overworked that people in corporate America said, "Let's stop talking about paradigms." Every time I go to a meeting while I was a management consultant, it was like, "Well, paradigm. They're like, people catch on to a word and they go, "Ooh, let's all use it." This is a good time to use a paradigm shift. Picking winners and losers. See, America was set up to create winners and losers, not for them to be picked. And it was meant to be a meritocracy. And you can say, "Well, this person gets a little more favor of that." Well, let me tell you how you get favor. I'm going to give you the secret. If you're 15 years old or older and you really want a lesson, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give you the secret to life. I've said it to all my sons. I've said it to my adopted kids. I've said it to people anywhere that have relied on me for guidance. And here's what I'm going to give you, the secret decoder ring to life. Your attitude predicts your altitude. Why am I high on life? What's the alternative? To be low on it? I'm high on life because I have so many things to be thankful for. I'm thankful for a living God that explains to me, shows me the real beauty of the world and the miracles that happen therein, and I don't have to have any doubt that He exists. I'm thankful for that because, see, I look at the world that way. Even in tragedy, I can see the vision of what it can become and how beauty can come from tragedy. I know that may sound strange to some people out there who are pessimistic, but I'm the optimist, and I'm not a crazy optimist. I'm a realist. I'm a pragmatist. People that listen to the program know this. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. But I also know how to make things change. I don't dwell on the negativity of, "Oh, this happened. Woe is me. Obama got elected. I thought it was the worst thing that could happen to the country. I said he's going to put some crazy people on the Supreme Court. He did it. But I told myself, we'll get our chance. And what happened to us? We got 3 to his 2. We got a lot more judges than he got. And you know what we did? We changed America. In the midst of leftism taking over, we put a blip in the fabric of it. That the left will never change. They're so afraid of it, they want to send you to concentration camps. They believe that the kids born during this four-year period that came of age during this four-year period need to be reindoctrinated. That's how afraid they are of this group of kids and you. Because, see, the elitists now want to pick the winners and the losers, and they always pick the losing side. They got no good ideas. Do you think you know who the best singers are because they win Grammys? Seriously. I'll take you to some churches in rural Mississippi where a sister would sing, you know, Whitney Houston's butt off. But she did. I'll tell you this. I can tell you this is true. I know a woman. Her name is Hope. She sang at Concord Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. And Hope could out-sing practically any woman I've ever heard sing. And I remember hearing her sing and say, why does this woman not have a record deal? And I went up to Hope and I said, why are you not singing professionally? She said, I sing for the Lord. That's what she told me. I was like, wow. Because if I had that voice, I'd sing for the Lord and millions of other people. You think you know who the best actors are because they give them a Grammy? Oscar so white. It's a popularity contest. There are people. I watched a show, a kid, a dude do the Addams Family. And I watched a guy play the father of the Addams Family. He was the best actor. To this day, I contacted the guy and said, dude, I don't know who you are and where you came from, but you are a tremendous actor. We think it's De Niro and all the people they tell us. Not true. Who decides who's going to be the hottest fashion designer? Who arbitrarily? Oh, Kevin, you're wearing a Hugo Boss. I'll tell you my Hugo Boss story. So I go to Nordstrom's. I'm a Hugo Boss fan just because of the way the jackets fall on me. So I bought a Hugo Boss jacket. It was a splurge. You know, Melissa goes, "Well, go get it. You know, you deserve it because I don't give myself much. I do deserve it though. That's true." But I buy this jacket. It was $700. I go to the outlet. And by the way, you can't rationalize $700 of fabric to me. Oh, Kevin, it's a certain fabric in the way that okay, I get it. It isn't just run-of-the-mill stuff, you know, here and there. But it isn't worth $700. It's just not. But I splurged. It's got Hugo's tag on it. I know it's Hugo's. I know it isn't a Fugazi. Anyway, I go to the outlet mall. They have that jacket on sale for $70. Now, that's actually more in line for what it is. But now they're out with the old and with the new. They had a similar type jacket, different color, on sale for $70. And I bought that jacket. I was averaging, you know, because I got my butt kicked at Nordstrom's. So I figure if I buy this one for $70, my total in for the thing is $670, which lessens the blow because they're now $300-something a piece. $335 for you who don't think I can do the math. So, but the point is this. It wasn't worth $700, but once it got out of the Nordstrom's and it went to the outlet malls and then it was going to go back into the junk pile, they said, let's get something for it, which was much more reasonable. And, of course, it was made in Vietnam for 70 cents or, yeah, I don't know, probably $5, right? But why do we want it? It's Hugo Boss. I mean, yeah, it's a good fabric. It falls on me nicely and all that, but we get sold on what's the best. Do you really believe People Magazine's choice of Michael B. Jordan as the sexiest man alive is true? Particularly after listening to me? I mean, come on, people. Yeah. I know, ladies. If you can't speak up because you're with your man, I get it. I get it. Who chooses who's going to be the bachelor? I don't know. They got this absolutely, you know, hunky black dude. He's tall. He's, you know, he's fit. And, you know, he's living in what looks like a castle. Every time you see him, he's in a castle environment. I see the commercials. No, I don't watch the show. I'm not gay. But anyway, they got this guy. He's the hunky dude. Is he sexier than Michael B. Jordan? Not according to People Magazine, but according to the people who watch The Bachelor, he is. So who really picks that? That's a career builder. Whoever gets that role, a star is born. And I'll tell you, the dude is tall, dark, and handsome, but there's more people out here that are tall, dark, and handsome like he. Who determines what art is worth millions of dollars and what you actually like, visually appealing to you, is worth nothing? Some critic comes along and goes, oh, this guy's the next so-and-so. He's the next Renoir. He's the next Gauguin. He's the next Picasso. the Dalai? Who makes this determination? You get it? People picking the winners and the losers. There was a guy, black guy, his name is Kababi. He changed his name, and the Kababi was Q ABI or something like that. CBABI, Kababi, CBABI. And it stood for something. I don't know the acronym. But Michael Jordan or somebody bought a Kababi. He's a guy out of St. Louis, a black dude, and his art is black-centric. Anyway, somebody, one of the guys, Michael Jordan or somebody, bought his deal, spread the word around, a few people bought it, and then the next thing you know, the Kababi, like an 8x10 Kababi, you'd have to pay $5,000-$10,000 for. So I bought one. I got a little bitty one because I ran into him at an art fair, and he wasn't quite as the hot item that he was, but I bought a Kababi. And what the point is, he's an artist like any other artist, but when somebody decides to spotlight him, then suddenly the value goes up. Picking winners and losers. So what it is the elite saying, we're the ones who determine who gets who's the feast, who gets the feast that sit at the table. And in all those examples, I promise you, I could back it up. I can find you an actor better than De Niro. He's a good actor, but I can find you somebody not making money who's better. I can find you a better director than Spielberg and some of these other guys. I can find you better singers than Adam Levine and a host of others that don't even get a shot. Some of them don't even want a shot. They're happy to sing just to the people around them. You ever met these people? They're pretty refreshing. So I tie all that back to this whole thing about Robin Hood. Yeah, the idea that a site built for the little man actually shut down the little man. Let me ask you this. Do you measure yourself by the amount of money you make and say I'm lesser of a person than George Soros? I certainly don't feel lesser than George Soros, and I don't have a fraction of his money. So Robin Hood sets up and says, little guy, come invest with me, and I will get you into the game, a seat at the table. And when you get a seat at the table, they take it away. More on that when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Picking winners and losers. The elite has been trying to do this for decades. And look, I don't have a problem with somebody, because I've done it in martial arts. I have a whole series of kids from teaching or whatever. And you see a kid that you go, that kid has the right attitude. And you pick the winner in that regard. But that's identifying talent. That's different. Welcome back, everybody, to KevinJacksonNetwork.com, and I am Kevin Jackson. Hope you go out and support our work and let other people know about this stuff. I'm not bragging about what we do here, but these are the types of conversations we should be having with our kids, particularly those that are getting ready to go to college, to explain to them that
how powerful they are individually, how they should be undaunted in the things that you've taught them, and how they can be successful. And it's about their attitude, about everything that comes their way. Let me tell you something. Life is going to kick you in the crotch. It absolutely is. It's going to slap you. And you got to be ready for that. Get your kids ready for that. Get yourself ready for that. We just got slapped pretty hard with a fraudulent election. Oh, Kevin, you can't say that. They won't let us spread your TV, your radio show or whatever. I'm still going to say it. No matter what. Maybe 20 years down the road, somebody's listening to this show and saying how insightful that young man was. Anyway, what I'm talking about right now is the little guy. Robinhood was supposed to be an investment strategy, an app for the little guy. You can't buy a $1,000 or $3,000 share of Berkshire Hathaway. So they say, we'll get you a little piece. You don't have that kind of money. We'll put you across the board. So I forget, he buys 3,000 shares of GameStop, and Robin Hood makes him sell it at a loss. And guess who gets to buy it? The hedge fund managers. They called up Robin Hood and said, this is the rumor, will you please get us all the GameStop stock you can get at a price, because we're losing our butts. Melvin Capital took a hit. And many other hedge funds, because remember, they became the bad guys and all the Congress acted like they were going to get these guys. Who got? Can you name anybody? Who was the Bernie Madoff of the hedge fund guys? They talk about them all the time. Main Street versus Wall Street. We're going to get those Wall Street. Maxine Waters is going to protect you. Elizabeth Warren, who's benefited from this, she's going to protect you. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, they going to protect you? Oh, yeah. We've got to get before the Senate and start looking into this. This is Chuck Schumer lying to you. Pelosi, we'll get the Finance Committee. We're going to look it over. They're not looking anything over. You have been defrauded multiple times. The mortgage industry was a big defraud, mostly run by the Democrats, under the guise of, here we go, helping the poor little colored folks. And what did it do? It got colored folks losing their homes in droves, ruining their credit. It completely revamped the lending industry to such a degree that even people with good credit couldn't even get money for a long time. Now they're giving it away. It's a free-for-all. Oh, COVID's out there and these companies can't survive. These municipalities need money all because of COVID. No, it isn't. It's because of mismanagement at the highest level, and they're using any ruse to get your money. And fast forward to the stock market. You know what you did? You did what's called a correction. You said, okay, crooked politicians, you keep giving away trillions of our dollars. We're going to get a few billion back. And we may do it one investment at a time, but let me give you the warning. We're not done with you. So why would Robin Hood stop trading? For the little guy. Because somebody called him. Somebody bigger than we said, hey, man, you got to help a brother out. I watched the show Billions. Have y'all seen that show? Remember when Axe got into trouble and he had to go to one of his hedge fund guys and he says, hey, look, I need you to hold some of my positions for a while. And they brokered and he says, I'll do it at 8% or whatever. He wanted it done. He says, I'll do 2 points. And the guy, because it was a ton of money. And the guy goes, no, I would do it for 8 because I don't like you. And he had him by the yin-yang. And he had to go for it. That's the kind of brokering of deals that happen at the level that we never get to see. So Reddit founder, a guy named Alex Ohanian, he said this thing was a train wreck. And here's what they wrote about him. He endorsed the stock market revolution unfolding on his website while slamming hedge fund investors who he said use BS, BS tactics to make their money. He live streamed this interview with AOC, who, by the way, most of us happen to agree with her on this particular case. She might just find herself moving over to our side here, the side of righteousness, because there are Republicans that are doing the same thing here, folks. Make no mistake about it. You start getting into finance and the crooked nature of things, and yep, there are fingerprints of the Republican Party all over it.
Anyway, he says, I think there are far too many Americans who now are just far too fed up with how rigged the game has felt, continues to feel, how John and Jill America end up having to pick up the tab when things go wrong. Truer words could not be spoken. We are sick of it. They came after Robinhood blocked retail investors from buying shares of GameStop. But let me give you the numbers, folks. In a single day, GameStop traded from $112 to $482. If you are a day trader, man, you feasted. Think of it this way. If you bought 1,000 shares of GameStop at $112 and you rode it up, it made $300 per share. In one day, you made over $300,000. That's pretty good cheddar. When I buy stocks, I'll just tell you what I do. I buy them in 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 batches, because even if it moves a dollar, you move up $1,000. I'm telling you, there were people that, if you bought 100 shares, 100 shares of stock meant you made $30,000. Now, this is a stock that over a 52-week period traded under $3. And this is where they were taking that stock. They were the big investors, the hedge fund guys, were taking this stock down to nothing. So what the stock market showed, let me just get to the point of all of this, is that it has no faith in this government doing what it's supposed to do. No faith. What does it mean? How will the elites react? Will they shut down trading for the little people when it impacts their wealth? Are they going to continue to do that? See, now they're on notice. Robinhood is no longer for the little guy. How's it going to impact him? Hopefully big. Hopefully big. Now, Congress does exactly what the public did with GME, which is GameStop, and AMC, in terms of they get a tip and they ride it high. But Congress knows in advance what good stocks are, what to invest in, etc. These are the people that are never going to change this system because they benefit from it. They profit from it. In this scenario, it happened last week and will continue this week. It's not done. It impacts them all greatly. Because Congress gets their tips from these big boys. And then they react. I would tell you, if you had a way to follow Pelosi around, you'd be filthy rich. Just looking at what she does. I used to tell people this. Donald Trump never benefited from his tips. But when he would say something like, yeah, I want Goldman Sachs, great job, way to thank you for doing what you do. Whenever he made a comment about something, that stock went through the roof. And this is with Congress trying to stop him. See, they didn't like it when he would say it to all of us. That hurts them. They want it from the inside. Charles Payne tweeted this. The stock market is not in turmoil. Billionaire hedge funds are in turmoil. Two different things. It's a shame regulators, brokerage firms, and media continue to provide cover for folks that go to work on helicopters from the Hamptons and then say it's for the folks that take the subway. See, Charles gets it. I'll give you an example with the GOP. 40-plus GOP lobbyists threw a fundraiser for Liz Cheney, while her constituents in Wyoming are censuring her and calling for her resignation. But the fat cats have come to the rescue. And see, that's exactly what this public is tired of seeing. Everything you've seen, Klein Smith not getting his rightful punishment, all these things that have brewed up to these moments are going to manifest themselves in the financial markets, and it's going to be hell to pay for the Democrats and the other cheaters.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.